Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 5th of May.
And April closed. Revenue up double digits, but the story underneath is messier.
Messy how?
Cape Town to Port Elizabeth. That's the route I want to spend time on today.
Okay. Walk me through it.
We threw 33% more capacity at it year on year. Load factor dropped 9.8 points. Yield went backwards 6.4%.
So we added seats, fewer of them sold, and the ones that did sold cheaper.
Right? That's a price war signal. We pushed in, demand didn't follow, and we're not getting paid for it.
Are we losing share on the route too?
Yeah, share down 8.9 points. Airlink's the only other player there, and they're holding their slice while we dilute ours.
So it's self-inflicted. Nobody attacked us. We attacked the route.
Pretty much. And revenue is up 12%, so on the surface it looks fine. But revenue per seat is going the wrong way.
That's the bit that should sting. Capacity discipline question, basically.
Exactly the question. Did we need that extra third of seats? Or are we feeding our own price erosion?
Other routes. Quick takes.
Durban-Joburg solid. Load factor barely off, yield up 26. Cape Town-Joburg holding. Durban-Lanseria, load factor down 9 but yield up 45, so that one's a deliberate trade.
Trim capacity, push price.
Yeah, opposite playbook to PLZ, worth asking why one route gets the discipline and the other doesn't.
Good question. What about the Rand?
Weakened 13.9% month on month, sitting at 1672.
That's a big move. Cost base is mostly dollar.
Fuel, leases, maintenance, all hit. Fuel itself softened about 8% month on month, so partial offset, but the FX swamps it.
Net negative then.
Net negative. And it lands on May, not April.
Shape of April overall, one line.
Revenue per flight up 13% year on year, price led, not volume. PAX actually down 6.5.
Load factor?
86.2. Off 4.5 points. We're flying fuller wallets, not fuller planes.
Anything in the news worth flagging?
Citizen ran a piece called SA Flying on Wing and a Prayer. Quotes an unnamed aviation pro raising safety questions about SAA and Felisa Fair both.
Anonymous source, regulator angle.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that gets passed around. Worth knowing it's out there. Rest of the news is Singapore Airlines doing Starlink. Not our story.
Okay. Two questions for the exec meeting.
First one's obvious. Why are we adding a third more seats on Cape Town Port Elizabeth into a market that won't pay for them?
And second, given the Rand just moved 14% against us, what's the May hedge position and how much of that lands in the P&L this quarter?
Those are the two. Actually, before we wrap, one more. May is already 15 points behind the booking curve, and it's not a small route doing it. Durban to Joburg is 24 points behind on 207,000 seats. Bloemfontein, Joburg, and Cape Town, George are each more than 24 behind too.
So April's yield story might not repeat in May unless those curves close fast. Have a good one.